Welcome on back to ESPN West Palm tonight. As always, I'm your host, Mike Rizzo, and joining me now is a very special guest. It is Dr. Anjali Mascarenhas. She is a physiatrist. I got it right. A physiatrist at HSS Florida, the West Palm Beach location, to be exact, of the New York's renowned hospital for special surgery. Dr. Mascarenhas is a medical doctor specializing in the diagnosis and non-surgical treatment of orthopedic injuries and conditions. Dr. Mascarenhas, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and thanks for coming on. So, Doc, I understand that back pain is one of the most common conditions physiatrists treat. What is the most frequent cause of back pain, and does it differ depending on somebody's age?
Sure. So back pain is actually most commonly caused by strain or overuse of the muscles and the joints. So someone who is lifting something heavy, twisted the wrong way, or they had some fall or a car accident, those are the things that actually irritate those muscles and joints. That's actually 97% of the cases. But we do have, as we get older, our spine ages as well. So our spine is made of bones, disc cartilage, nerves, and muscles, and basically their bones are stacked on top of each other in the spine, and in between those bones are these tissues called discs, which cushion the bones, and they allow for flexibility, and they're kind of like our shock absorbers. So as we get older, those discs will start to thin out, and our joints also start to lose cartilage, and that leads to friction. So as we get older, we're going to have things like arthritis in our back. We're going to also have the bulging discs, and sometimes those bulging discs can actually compress or irritate the nerves that are traveling in the spine, and that can be a contributor for back pain as well.
Dr. Anjali Mascarenhas, a physiatrist at HSS Florida in the West Palm Beach location of New York's renowned hospital for special surgery, is our guest. Now, Doc, regarding the diagnosis part of it, how do you kind of zero in on what's causing the pain, and when do you think you would recommend an MRI?
Sure. So, history and physical exam is actually very, very helpful. Sometimes if a patient tells me how it hurts, when it started, did they have a fall, did they have an injury, that actually helps me know or characterize what may be causing the back pain. And then the physical exam, there's specific movements that I'd have you do, twisting or bending, what kind of recreates or worsens the pain. I also make sure to do a very thorough neurologic exam, and that helps me see if there's any weakness or sensory abnormalities or even reflex abnormalities. It kind of helps me see, is there a specific nerve in the back that can be compressed? Because how the pain travels down the leg, if it does, can actually help me see maybe a specific nerve that's causing that the symptoms. And also the physical exam helps me rule out if there's any other mimickers of the pain. Sometimes a hip issue or even a hamstring issue can present as sort of like a sciatica or shooting pain down the leg. Mm-hmm. In terms of when I would recommend an MRI, if someone had like severe weakness on exam, like a foot drop, or they had some numbness that was concerning for nerve compression, or even something more serious like bowel or bladder incontinence, which is where they have lost control of the bowel and bladder function, I would definitely get an MRI. That helps me see if there's a disc herniation or nerve compression in the spine. And depending on what that shows, basically details or helps dictate the next steps, the treatment plan.
Dr. Anjali Mascarenhas, a physiatrist at HSS Florida, the West Palm Beach location of New York's renowned Hospital of Special Surgery, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm tonight. Now, Doc, you mentioned sciatica. Excuse me. What exactly is sciatica?
Okay, so sciatica is a symptom. It's when you are experiencing pain in the buttock area, and sometimes it can actually travel down into like the thigh or leg or your foot. That usually indicates some nerve compression or irritation. So if there's a bulging disc in the back pressing on the nerve, that will cause, it presents how the nerve would travel down or radiate down the leg. So sometimes if you also have spinal stenosis, which is where you have narrowing in the spine, that can be enough to also put compression or nerve irritation, and you can have sciatica as well.
Now, Doc, if someone starts to develop back pain, what do you think is the best course of action to start to kind of get some help?
Sure. So, like I said before, a lot of the most common causes is strain or overuse. So you want to try to modify your activities. Avoid the things that would put more strain on the muscles and bones and joints. So that's avoid the heavy lifting. Try to avoid the repetitive bending. Even sitting, prolonged sitting can put more pressure on the disc. Rest also from high impact activities or like sports during a pain flare helps. So the running and the jumping, those squats also put more strain. So when you give yourself a little bit of a rest, that allows your own body to heal a little bit. That doesn't mean, you know, laying in bed. It means avoiding the things that are high impact. So it's actually better to, you know, walk, to stand and kind of move. It just helps the stretching, the movement helps kind of bring blood flow to that area.
Dr. Anjali, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, there are a lot of things you can also do at home. You can put up ice on your back or alternate that with heating pad that does help relieve some of the inflammation or the muscle spasms. And over-the-counter medications like ibuprofen or acetaminophen, if you don't have any specific liver issues or, on a blood thinner, then you can take those safely as well at home.
Dr. Anjali Mascarenhas is our guest here on ESPN West Palm tonight. She is a physiatrist at HSS Florida in the West Palm Beach location of New York's renowned Hospital for Special Surgery. Now, Dr. Mascarenhas, is there any situation where someone should immediately go to an emergency room or like an urgent care facility if they're dealing with back pain?
Sure. Yeah. So if someone does experience extreme leg weakness, like a foot drop, like they can't even walk on their leg, that's concerning. Sometimes there's a big enough disc herniation or nerve compression that's causing that weakness. Also, sudden urinary or bowel bladder changes or groin numbness, sometimes that can be where there is a large disc herniation pressing on the nerve. That's something called cauda equina syndrome, where it's affecting the bowel and bladder nerves. That usually requires actually urgent surgical decompression of the disc. And so it's pretty treatable if you go to the emergency room right away. And then other things are, if you are having back pain with fever, sometimes that's actually an indication for an infection. And any unexplained weight loss, that's not necessarily urgent, but you with back pain, that is concerning too, that you should be seeing a physician for that, because that may indicate something else like a cancer or a tumor.
Dr. Anjali Mascarenhas, a physiatrist at HSS Florida, is our guest. Doc, could you tell us something about the services offered at HSS Florida in West Palm Beach?
Sure. So we have physical therapists on site, and they're excellent. I often refer to physical therapy to help with the treatment for back pain exacerbation. They can work on core strengthening exercises, which are helpful for management of back pain, or even there's any weakness or muscle imbalances that may be contributing to back pain. And sometimes there's stretches that the physical therapist can provide that will help with a lot of the back pain issues or the sciatica. And then we also have two physiatrists, including myself, who we can take care of any of your spinal conditions, and we provide procedures that can help treat some of the spinal pain or the sciatica, and that would include things like epidural steroid injections, facet procedures, which is to target the joint arthritis, or sacroiliac joint injections, which is another possible source of back pain. And then we also have an orthopedic spine surgeon, Dr. Zach Grable, who can, if you do need surgery, if you end up needing that, or if I think there's a failure of improvement with conservative management, then sometimes we'll send to the spine surgeon. Also, we do a lot of collaborative work. If the spine surgeon thinks they would recommend an injection first to help relieve some of the pain, they will send to me. And so we have a pretty comprehensive program.
Folks, you can get more information online at hss.edu/location/Florida to search a location near you. And then the address here in West Palm Beach is 300 Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm Beach, Florida. The number is 561-657-4600. They are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Now, Dr. Mascarenhas, before we let you go, I understand your husband is a big Knicks fan. I'm sure that was a very rowdy household tonight as they extended the series against the Indiana Pacers.
Yes, he's very excited. He has a lot of superstitions about even wearing his Brunson jersey. He's wearing his blue shoes. He carries a Knicks basketball. He's holding it during the whole game as he's watching. So, yeah, he's very excited. But, you know, they have to win 3 games in a row.
Yep.
In order to win the series. So.
Doc, you're living, hang on. You're living with a super fan over there. Basketball, jersey. They gonna bring him off the bench?
No. He doesn't have the height advantage, unfortunately. But he's so excited because it's been a while, long time coming since they've been, you know, in the playoffs. Well, maybe last year, but like this is the longest they've been in it. So it's been really... the games have been exciting because they just like to play off of the pressure. They're down 20 points and they somehow make it up in the last quarter. It's really exciting. So,
Dr. Anjali Mascarenhas is our guest here. She is a physiatrist at HSS Florida at the West Palm Beach location. Now, Doc, have you ever been to Madison Square Garden? Have you and your husband ever went to a Knick game?
We actually watched them. I was in Boston for my residency, so I got to watch them when they were playing the Celtics.
Nice.
At TD Garden, but not at Madison Square Garden. But even just watching the game, you can hear how loud the fans are. It's a crazy place, and I saw the videos of the fans that were outside of Madison Square Garden when they won the game. I think a few weeks ago against the Celtics. It was crazy. So the fans are pretty, they're diehard fans.
Once again, thank you to Dr. Anjali Mascarenhas for joining us. hss.edu/location/Florida to find a location near you. And then Dr. Mascarenhas is located at the West Palm location, 300 Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard. The number is 561-657-4600. They are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Dr. Mascarenhas, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day. It was a pleasure.
We're coming right back on ESPN West Palm tonight.